day. Hopefully it's not a bad day. On the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
You know, why don't we just kick it right off by getting the Cobra Gang together?
Let's do it.
Whenever there's trouble, we're the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Toxic.
Something's toxic.
So Brittany, you guys, has actually responded to the documentaries that have, well, one has aired, one is in the works. Lots of people other than Britney Spears have lots to say about Britney Spears. And here is a moment wherein Britney Spears herself actually has something to say. So I figured this is something we should have an opinion about and should say something about what she's saying.
Okay.
You see where I'm going?
I hear you. I understand you. I have two questions. One, where are we getting this response?
Okay. What's your other question?
What is it?
Both great questions.
Thank you.
And if I didn't have the answers, we'd be in trouble. But I do. It turns out Britney continues to speak the way, the best way she knows how, through dance and
she lets
Instagram.
Her body. She lets her body do the speaking.
Exactly. On social media, on her Instagram account. That's this recent post. I'm just going to give you a little flavor to savor from this post. I'm not going to read the whole thing with emojis because that would take us 30 minutes because it's basically one big run-on sentence. But I just thought I'd give you a little tasties of what, and then we can break down the actual
what
bits
we're
and pieces.
Reading. Okay. Have at it.
Okay, so Britney Spears. Jeez! 2021 is definitely way better than 2020, but I never knew it was going to be like this. Ugh. So many documentaries about this year with other people's takes on my life. What can I say? I'm deeply flattered. These documentaries are so hypocritical. I mean, they criticize the media and then do the same thing. Question marks? Damn. I don't know y'all, but I'm thrilled to remind you all that although I've had some pretty tough times in my life, I've had way more amazing times in my life. And unfortunately, my friends, I think the world is more interested in the negative. I mean, isn't this supposed to be a business and society about the future? Why highlight them? I mean, okay, I could go on.
I'm very confused about just the last part, but okay, all of it.
But what about the last part?
Isn't this supposed to be about the future and what? What were the words?
I mean, isn't this supposed to be a business and society about, all caps, the future?
I don't
know what that means. Why highlight the most negative and traumatizing times in my life from forever ago? I mean, okay, that's valid, right? I wish I could go on because I want to just read, like, I'm hoping to get a miniature koi pond in my backyard as well.
What?
That is among some of the many things that Britney...
Well, that's fun.
Like, shares
I mean,
with us.
Thank you for sharing her plans.
All the while she's
very
doing
exciting.
This.
Oh, jeez. Okay, he's dancing around, everybody.
I mean... Oh, God, no, I'm dizzy. Okay, I better
careful.
Stop. I don't know how she does that. You have to pick a point, she said.
Mm-hmm, you got a spot.
She said you have to pick a point and then focus on it, and then you won't get dizzy, which is probably why she's doing it for, like, minutes upon minutes.
It's
a
true.
Minute and 24 seconds, to be fair. Should we break down what we actually learn in Britney's Instagram post?
As best as we can.
Analysis is needed.
Okay, so what are we to make of the following bits? First of all, she's basically, the little piece that I opened with is, like, she's frustrated that all of these people are saying a bunch of negative things about her.
I mean...
And specifically those documentaries, the one that we've seen on...
What was that on?
HBO? Yeah, HBO.
Was it HBO?
Wasn't it HBO?
I think so, yeah.
Or... Finding,
it was on
forgetting,
Hulu.
Or never
yeah,
finding.
Yeah, Hulu. It was on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Sounds like HBO.
What was
they
it
both start
again?
With an H.
Saving, finding,
believing.
Losing, coming across Britney Spears.
Watching.
Anyway, that one. And then there's one from the BBC that's in the works.
Can I just, like, I don't know that I think that that was a negative portrayal of her, actually.
But this is now the second time that
right.
she has alluded to the fact that that documentary was negative, right?
Right. And I just don't, well, that's somebody's interpretation. I'm just saying. And okay. Notice we'll I didn't that. Say that's Britney's
we'll get
interpretation.
To that. Okay. So, moving on. Then she goes down to say, damn, on a lighter note, this is a video about dancing. In the video that's attached to these words, she's dancing for a minute and 24 seconds. And she talks about, again, something she loves to do. I have so many trips I'm looking forward to taking this summer, and I can't wait to dance at different studios. I'm hoping to get a miniature koi pond in my backyard as well. I know I'm weird, but it's the little things, you know? I'm so grateful for my beautiful backyard. And she talks about how Better Homes and Gardens should put her on the cover. And she's not Martha Stewart, but she knows her stuff. It's probably the finest garden in L.A. Okay, so that's another chunk.
Neat. Okay. Wow.
It's like personal. Like, I got business. Now I'm getting personal. We'll get back to the business.
Okay. I'm just going to drop. He's spinning. Mm-hmm. He's spinning. Yeah. You got to find a spot.
Not doing that very well.
Can I just say my initial gut reaction to this?
Well, I mean, I would prefer it.
She did not write that. Because if that's really her, I want to see her saying that. Do you see what I mean?
So you, and you've alluded to this before, you think somebody else wrote these words?
Yeah, I just feel like if these were really Britney's words, and there's a moving picture aside these words, Instagram has the capability of having video posted.
Yeah.
Say
so you're saying,
words.
Why didn't she just say those
say
things?
Say the words. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Well, maybe she likes, you know, some of us are, I'm just playing devil's advocate, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just thinking maybe she collects her thoughts better.
I mean, yes, some of us write our thoughts better than we speak them.
That said, if this is an indication of our thoughts being better written, I'm not quite sure we've achieved that. Okay, so your
Correct.
Point is well taken. You don't think she perhaps wrote these words. So you have the business about the documentary. You've mm-hmm. got a little bit of personal flavor to enjoy. And then she goes on to say, I hope you're all living your best lives and bleep. Or as Paris Hilton would, and she said, like, it's weird. That
Wait,
she
did
just,
she say bleep?
No, she didn't say bleep. She
actually, I was like, wow.
On the
for
radio.
The radio. Okay, oh, got it. So, okay, thanks.
Oh, it's sliving. That's
no,
Paris
Hilton. No,
oh.
No.
Okay, because I was like, sliving
nope.
is Paris
We haven't gotten
Hilton's
there yet. Oh, we haven't gotten to oh. the sliving before. I hope, look at the sentence before that. I hope you're all living your best lives and bleep. That's the doo-doo word.
That's so bizarre.
Or as Paris Hilton oh, would yeah. say, sliving or sliving?
Sliving.
Sliving. What does that mean?
Sliving is Paris Hilton's trademark word. It means that you're slaying and living.
Oh, kind of like smizing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now,
for
if
Tyra
you
Banks.
Look, now it's interesting that she tags Paris Hilton's and brings up this word because I noticed on Paris Hilton's Instagram that she made a video montage of herself and Britney Spears featuring photographs from them about maybe 15 years ago.
Mm.
And Paris Hilton tagging Britney Spears.
Interesting.
This happened yesterday, I believe. So they're in communication with each other.
Oh, for well, sure. 15
was,
hours ago.
This was 19 hours ago. So this act that would have implied it came after. But the last chunk, again, of Britney Spears' Instagram posts. Again, business, pleasure, business. I hope you're all living your best bleeps as Paris Hilton, blah, blah. I know I am. P-S-S-S-S-S-S. I don't actually talk to Billy B at all, so I'm honestly very confused.
Okay.
This is my Instagram, P-S-S-S-S-S-S-S. No paparazzi guy. I didn't want you and your crew following me around, which must be in reference to somebody claiming that
I don't know that
she
one.
She wanted her, or she wanted them to follow her around. Okay, so there's a lot. What are we to make of that? Please explain to the audience, Colleen, because I know you have a direct connection with what Billy B means in this context.
So, Billy B Makeup is a makeup artist who apparently worked with Britney Spears on a project or two. Now, I do just want to say this, because I think this is an important thing to know. A makeup artist does not only work with one celebrity, right? So, like, he's not her personal makeup artist.
Sure.
He was hired to work with her on a project. He has worked with many celebrities on different projects. Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that is because it is reasonable to assume that maybe they met for a short period of time, and that is the length of their relationship.
Sure.
And there are people who believe that this Billy B makeup says that they have a friendship and he's being catfished, which is also completely feasible. But
so explain what you mean by that.
I mean, there are people that believe that he believes he's talking to Britney Spears, but he's not actually talking to Britney Spears, right? That he has, which I don't know.
Maybe it's Cassie. Like, what's her name?
Cassie Payton or something. I'm making
the
that
social
up.
Media person
yeah.
for Britney Spears.
And my feeling about that is anything can be possible. But this Billy B makeup claims to have a direct line to Britney, and he is very much on the Free Britney bandwagon.
Yeah.
And he has been very vociferous about his feelings about what the conservatorship is doing to her and how they're manipulating her. And he does believe, and listen, I don't know where I land. I just am, there's, nobody knows what actually is going on.
True.
And so I do find it interesting that all of those, that weird string of words accompanies a video of her spinning and isn't actually a video of her saying the words.
Yeah.
I want to note that, right? Like yeah. we're going to, people's evidence A. Mm-hmm. That's all. But Billy B makeup, she says he doesn't know her.
So at this point for me, I would just keep it simple in the sense that like whatever is the most likely story is probably true. Britney Spears talks like she writes, so it's not hard for me to believe that she wrote these words. I can totally see a world wherein somebody is right. Like I'm watching season 3 of Britney's House of Cards. Like I'm all in that this is a conspiracy.
Right.
Like I can totally see that being possible, that the social media person is just writing what they want us to hear. I think that's a little far-fetched because it takes a bunch of leaps, requires a bunch of leaps to get there versus like Britney in other videos where she does talks like she writes. So it seems like that sounds like Britney.
Right.
But that's, again, going on very little evidence. So to your point, we don't really know. But what I do find interesting is that whether it's being suggested to her to mention some of these things, because clearly I think you can say with some sense of confidence that she is having conversations with somebody about the things that people are concerned about, and whatever the intentions or whatever the reasons people are having those conversations with her, like the social media people, her dad, like you could totally imagine a world wherein her dad is like talking to the social media person, like you need to talk to her and
right.
about like these five things, and she needs to respond to them in social media because we keep getting attacked on, you know, about these three things or whatever those things are. Yep. So I can totally see that. To what extent that sausage is actually being made, like if it's the social media person or if it's a social media person leading her into a conversation, like that, I think we probably will never know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like this gives me no confidence
Mm-mm.
that Britney Spears is
plugged into reality.
Yeah, which is sad because that argues against, well, no, it actually doesn't, because I was going to say that argues against the whole thing about she's a grown ass woman mm-hmm. and doesn't need to have a conservatorship. But there's a far cry between like somebody who's just rambly and like not focused on a career and someone who needs to be controlled with the full force of the law.
Right. Well, and if you consider that, you know, by all accounts, she lives in this gilded cage where everything is curated for her. She probably hasn't, by her own volition, been reading the buzz, been watching the documentary.
Yeah.